Thompson.
I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged NATO on Wednesday to send Ukraine a clear signal at a summit next month that it can join the military alliance when Russia's war on his country ends. In a speech to Parliament on Ukraine's Constitution Day, he suggested global leaders should stop thinking about how Moscow would react when taking decisions about Ukraine, and described Russia's political and military leaders as bandits. Russia is ramping up deployment of a cheap single-use drone, the Lancet, to damage Ukraine's expensive military equipment on the front line, according to Ukrainian forces on the ground, analysts, and videos posted on social media. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Ukrainian servicemen from four different artillery crews named it as one of the main threats they faced on the battlefield. This is Bohdan, whose call sign is Doc, in the Donetsk region.
Earlier, in spring, they were not using Lancets as often as they are now. Damn, they use them against us very often. I don't know about other places, our neighboring units, but against us, they use them very often.
Videos posted by pro-Russian social media channels over the last month appear to show Lancet drones damaging or destroying Ukraine's Western-donated armory, such as a Leopard 2 tank and a Caesar self-propelled howitzer.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday turmoil in the occupied West Bank, where violence between Jewish settlers and Palestinians is spiraling, is making Israel's goal of normalizing with relations with Saudi Arabia more difficult. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An armed man exchanged fire with Saudi security authorities near the U.S. consulate building in Jeddah, leading to his death and the death of a Nepali security guard, state news agency SBA reported on Wednesday. A spokesperson said, quote, a person in a car stopped near the American consulate building in Jeddah governed and got out of it carrying a firearm in his hand. So security authorities took the initiative to deal with him as required, and the exchange of gunfire resulted in his death. A Nepalese worker in the consulate, private security guards were injured and subsequently died, SBA reported. U.S. President Biden is talking up economic progress on his watch, but a poll shows it could be hard to sell to a skeptical public. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president calls it Bidenomics, building an economy from the middle up and the bottom out.
Bidenomics is about the future.
The past was trickle-down economics. GOP policies, he says, failed the middle class and America.
Good for big business, bad for everybody else.
But while the president laid out his vision in Chicago with the economy as a foundation of his re-election bid, a new AP York Center for Public Affairs Research poll found just a third of American adults approve of his economic leadership. Even as the economy steadily improved over the past year, Sagar Magani, Washington.
Not a good start to air travel in the U.S. ahead of the July 4th holiday, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The worst disruptions on the East Coast for now. Flyer Tia Hudson stuck at Newark Airport since Sunday, missed something very special.
I missed the wedding Sunday.
Whose wedding was it?
My mom.
Now she just wants to get home to Louisiana.
New Orleans or Dallas, Texas. I just want to get away from this airport. It's been since Sunday. And they lost my luggage.
Diane Brown has been delayed 2 days trying to get home to Florida. And calls it a disaster.
They keep canceling everything.
Huge crowds, bad weather, inability of some airline crews to reach their scheduling offices, even a Delta jet that made a belly landing in Charlotte have all contributed to the mess. I'm Julie Walker.
Prince Harry's lawsuit against Mirror Group newspapers is quote-unquote entirely speculative, the British publisher's lawyers told London's High Court on Wednesday as the trial of the royal's phone hacking lawsuit nears its end. The Prince and around 100 others are suing MGN, the publisher of the Daily Mirror, Sunday Mirror, and Sunday People, over allegations of phone hacking and unlawful information gathering between 1991 and 2011. I'm Joe Ramsey.